The first, why have I chosen this topic? When I was preparing for the Malopolska's computing competition, I had to learn about many domains concerning computers. One of them was the logo language. Before the competition, I had noticed one of the tools which my dad had been using to create pictures. It was MetaPost. Dad suggested that I should compare and describe MetaPost and logo in my Bachotek conference presentation. But I had one problem with the topic of this presentation. I have chosen from logo to MetaPost because in MetaPost I did the same pictures as in logo. Both languages are used in making graphics, but I want to show that MetaPost is better one. Logo is the language of programming which supports the development of creative and logical thinking, as well as algorithmic abilities. In Poland, since the half of 1980s, logo has been used as a teaching tool in mathematics and computing lessons. The graphic symbol of logo is a turtle. Logo uses specific geometry, turtle's geometry, thanks to the symbol of a turtle, which we can move and turn on the screen and which leaves signs, we can create pictures. The program called Logo Komeniusz is a didactic tool which helps with using the logo language. It has got Polish comments, which is also very helpful for students. Of course, there are some other programs which help us to understand logo language, but in my opinion, Logo Komeniusz is the best one. At the first time, I was making easy pictures like a triangle or a square. Then I built more difficult and complicated figures, sometimes all images. Comments are inserted in the bottom part of Logo Komeniusz window. When you put comments and press enter, the results will be shown in the top part. These comments will make the turtle go 50 steps ahead and turn around 90 degrees. NP is short of naprzód, which in Polish means towards, and PW is short of prawo, which in Polish means right. If we want to jump to the other place, we have to use command podnieś, which in Polish means lift, and move the turtle to the proper place. To start drawing a picture again, we have to use command opuść, which in Polish means drop. When I was making pictures in logo, I had lots of problems with it. My dad said that after competition, I should draw the same pictures in MetaPost. I didn't think that it would be easier with programming two paths, and there I noticed the main difference between logo and MetaPost. Logo works on controlling an object, MetaPost works on defining paths. Everybody who started to learn MetaPost with original book began with a picture, triangle with a line. I began my MetaPost adventure with it too. I think that everybody knows how to make pictures in MetaPost. I will not show it, that would be boring. This is a simple example how we can define paths between four points. And there are four examples. Next, I will show you and tell something about the examples which I did both in MetaPost and in Logo. I will explain only one of them. All the codes in Logo and MetaPost are in conference proceedings. And the first example is double square chessboard, which in Logo looks like that. Oh, it's resolution wrong. And in MetaPost, like that. And next is Sierpinski triangle. Like that. And in MetaPost, like that. And next, honeycomb, which in logo looks like that. And in MetaPost, the same. And there we have magic chessboard. In logo, at the first I made a simple chessboard with black and white squares. Then I cut out one part of the whole image, which is repeated 4 times. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I made a procedure which is drawing small squares. I repeat it 4 times by turning around 90 degrees. In MetaPost, from the beginning, I began drawing from this one part of the image. For each square, I made an individual procedure. Of course, some of the procedures are connected, as so to make them shorter. After defining small squares, one function checks the amount of a number of a current column and a current line, and basing on this number, draw the proper squares. At the end, I draw one black square in the center of the picture, and I put missing parts of the image around this one small square. I will show you this now. There we've got first step, one part of image. Next, we draw one black square. One square with a red point, which is origin. And the last next step, we draw the half of picture. And this is half of picture, and the last step is the whole image. And summary. So, although Logo Comenius uses Polish commands, drawing some complicated figures is still very troublesome. Logo is a good program to draw simple images. In MetaPost, we make images by defining proper paths and points, what is very useful. Another difference is the approach to drawing figures. MetaPost doesn't control any pencil or something like that, but it defines proper paths and put them on the virtual paper sheet and fill it with some color or not. The minus of MetaPost is that we must have installed tech and we must know how to operate it. Logo Comenius is a program which doesn't require any installation, After turning on it, we can start work. I think that in learning algorithmics in middle school, Logo is very useful. MetaPost can be introduced for additional lessons, maybe computing or mathematics. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm surprised about your English and what you achieved here.
A bit afraid of my English now. it's a really good question. Why MetaPost must be installed? Why it cannot be just switched on? It's a good point for the installers.
I had a talk today.
Thank you.
It should not be a problem. The problem is it's just part of this whole big thing. So you could, it's a dependency thing. You install MetaPost and you, well,
then... My point is the memory dump, but this should change, has changed already.
Yeah. And the full file...
Now you can just take the combined stuff and...
Yeah, right. Just take the full file.
So...
But it got easier.
Yes. Just promise him an easy distribution.
Then you will get a very nice distribution.
Thank you.
So, but you missed one thing. There's one reason, and when I saw this picture, I was reminded because I programmed a lot in Logo. We called it Turtle Graphics, and it was a real flashback for me. I enjoyed it a lot. You know why? Logo is much better than MetaPost. It has the Turtle.
This is the real reason. Yes, we saw it longer. It was like a rosebud. When you will be dead in 90, on your deathbed, and when you will be 90, and you say logo graphics or Turtle graphics, we will know what it means.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Rosebud in Citizen Kane.
No, I have to find a program for the Logo or Turtle graphics myself, because I've still all diskettes and floppies with Logo programs.
Do you still have a floppy drive then?
No, this is a problem, but I find one.
I have one.
Yes, thank you.
Can you show one of your Logo examples running slowly, that you can see the turtle move in crazy?
Yes.
Because that's what was real fun in Logo.
Yeah.
That's just flashes. You like a better pose.
Maybe when... When we draw triangle...
Zabinski or whatever. Yes.
Oh.
Like the turtles moving around.
And okay. Maybe it was. And there we can't see the turtle, but there we have how to. But because it's very slowly, and it's how it draw whole image. It must draw each path by moving on the screen. Oh, it is very long time.
But at one point in time, it was real time.
Yeah.
Very fast real time. I remember I programmed some I don't know what, some complicated, and let it run overnight before.
Yeah. Do you have a real mechanical turtle in school? You know, have you ever seen? Because the first turtle was really built with wheels and a real pen, and you put it on the floor with a large paper. It really moved physically.
No.
Yeah. That was at MIT. And they were doing it for children starting with 3 years.
Not really, they just had the comments left, right, up, down, root, and that's it. And they really had children with 3 and 4 years sitting in a computer saying left, right, with 4 icons, and that thing, it's about that size, so Lexi, a half sphere with 2 wheels, so they just can turn and move. And
no.
Made wonderful pictures on the floor.
Turtle go, and we turn it around.
It's a mechanical plexiglass thing, and with a pen, and you can draw on the floor. That's where the original term graphics come from.
Okay, thank you very much again.